And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start today in Somalia with a story of extraordinary faith in the face of persecution. A convert from Islam was attacked for the third time this year simply for leading prayer meetings in his home. When confronted by his angry relatives, Muhammad Abdul stood firm and said, "You can beat me up all you want, but I can tell you that God has saved me." And I think sometimes we forget all too often in the comfort of our Christianity here in the West of exactly what our brothers and sisters all over the world are facing every single day. Pray for Muhammad Abdul and pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. In Colombia now we go, where pro-life legislators aren't backing down. A group of 60 congressmen are working to reverse the nation's recent expansion on abortion, including a bill that requires women to hear their baby's heartbeat before making the decision. To Hollywood now we go. There's a new film titled Average Joe, and it's about the story of Coach Joseph Kennedy. You remember we've told you his story over the years. He was the coach that was fired for praying on the football field after games, but ultimately won at the Supreme Court. Now they've made a movie about Joseph Kennedy titled Average Joe. And now here's a statistic that should wake up all of us. A new BARDA study shows the average practicing Christians, including pastors, admit to viewing pornography, and many say they're comfortable with it. When 75% of Christian men are consuming porn, maybe it's time we stop worrying about the culture war and start dealing with the battles within our own walls. Speaking of church troubles, the United Methodist Church is witnessing a historic low in clergy under the age of 35, which can't be a coincidence with over 7,500 congregations heading for the exits. Turns out when you rewrite scripture to match the cultural trends, that's not a very good growth strategy. A coalition of medical organizations has submitted a brief to the Supreme Court supporting the recent ban in Tennessee on childhood gender transitions. The message is clear: following the science means protecting children from irreversible damage. What a novel concept that is. And finally, to New Hampshire we go, where there's the story of another girls' soccer team who's refused to play against a team fielding a biological male player. Bishop Brady High School joined the growing list of schools saying no to unfair competition. Because unfortunately, standing for truth right now, this current point in time in our culture, means that you're going to have to forfeit some games to win bigger battles. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.